This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I looked the other day over, and I've talked about this before. I said Democrats would ask themselves one simple question. What if the information that they believe to be about Trump is wrong? And the reason why I bring this up is because there are plenty of examples for them to examine that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to talk to me about some of this. So I highlighted all the doom and gloom. This was the other day. I highlighted what Donald Trump, what was said about Trump if he were to get elected. Pundit after pundit, what was going to happen in the stock market. Billionaires, economists, etc., were telling us that not only was it going to be bad the market open, but then it was going to go down. At the time, Mark Cuban was mentioning it, the Dow was 18,000. The Dow is now well over 25,000. 7,000 higher than that. I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 higher than the highest it was ever under Barack Obama. Now, the Democrats want to tell you that's Obama's doing. They're now starting to say that's not the case. And you want to know what's happening with the Democrats? People are walking away, and they're walking away for a very simple reason. They can't trust the Democrats. So when you ask it, and I'm speaking to this so you can pose these questions to your friends that are Democrats, that are leftists, progressives, scumbag, okay, I mean, whatever you want to put in there, but go ask them a very simple question. What if you're wrong about Trump? What happens when your world gets rocked? Should you at least entertain the idea that maybe the guy knows what he's doing? Because you know what? You've been calling him stupid. You called him unhinged. You've been telling us that everything he does is going to be Armageddon. It's funny. I hear people, the market's going up. Businesses are hiring like crazy. There aren't enough people for the jobs right now. And people are going, this trade thing is really going to hurt. What's this trade thing going to do? This trade thing is going to open up so many jobs, as Trump says, you aren't going to know. You're going to ask him to stop winning. Please stop winning. I know, as crazy as that sounds, it could come true. You may finally get to the point where you go, President Trump, slow it down. We can't keep up with the need for labor. We can't grow manufacturing anymore. If our economy grows too fast, it actually isn't good. You want to grow more steady. You may very well watch when people start going,
well, now that we've had record, Dows and record growth in the GDP, it's probably time that the president put the brakes on.
Watch within a year, you're hearing that. Trump's biggest fear, what he said? He goes, my biggest fear is that we achieve too much too soon. He wants to slow it down himself. Now, he's not saying that. He says you still got to get some wins. Now, he's talking about other wins. He's talking about we got to use this economy to get Iran in order. That's happening. We got to use this economy to get Russia and China in order. We got to help North Korea. We got a limited window to get those people seeing prosperity. Watch things start to happen with that. Watch here's what I would tell you to start to look for as a futurist. Watch if South Korea doesn't start opening plants and doing things in North Korea, saying we're going to move a facility into, areas of Pyongyang or wherever. Watch what happens. You're going to start seeing amazing things where Trump says, I'm going to back it up, Kim Jong-un. Thanks for sending our fallen soldiers, by the way, and that's going to continue. And you're going to watch us bring him into the world, and I think you're going to watch one of the biggest transformations of a, quote, dictator of anywhere. And look, I'm no fan of Kim Jong-un, but I'm also no fan of people being isolated and made to feel like they can't be part of the world community. Why not? And who better to usher that in than Donald Trump? How much are you hearing about ISIS these days? The spread of all their terror. How much are you hearing about that? You know, I don't know if you've been concentrating on terror attacks. I haven't thought about them too much. I know they continue to occur. I'm not naive. But I feel a lot safer right now than I've ever felt. I'm not telling you to let your guard down. I'm just saying I think people have been put on notice. I feel like our relationships with every one of our trading partners all over the world has improved. It might not improve to the degree that Europe goes, oh, we love Donald Trump, but it's improved to the degree that they go, we better respect America again. If the deal with the EU didn't teach you that, you're just, you're obtuse. You're not paying attention. You don't want to pay attention. All these backseat drivers that have led America into a $20+ trillion debt that was exploding. And Donald Trump says, hey, by the way, we got a cost positive trade. We knocked $59 billion off the trade deficit this quarter. So, yeah, we've been going up a lot. Been booming. It's been going up. It's been going up the entire Trump presidency. If there's anything he inherited a huge trade deficit from Barack Obama. I looked at the numbers. That trade deficit was growing. Barack Obama told us it was the new norm, and we had to get used to it. Trump, it grew in 2017, and then he says we're going to start clamping down on it. First quarter, we stopped the trade deficit. We cut it by 51, or it's either, I think it's $59 billion. Go look up the number yourself if you want to be specific. But it's over $50 billion. First quarter, he's had that. Watch what happens quarter. What that means, everybody, is $59 billion is back into the American economy. It's back into the hands of capitalists who now see it as, okay, we're not losing as an economy. We're no longer losing money, you know, losing in trade. We've shipped $59 billion more or we've consumed $59 billion less. Either way it goes, it isn't us that's hurting. So I say to you Democrats that are out there, and I say to you conservatives that are out there, you pragmatists, go talk to these Democrats. Go talk to these progressives and say to them, where are you at? Take Donald Trump's name off of this. Tell me what you would be saying if this were Barack Obama. That's a good way. Say, what is your portfolio better or worse? Are you feeling better about the economy? Yes or no? Do you feel more optimistic? Yes or no? Who do you, oh, you're going to give all that credit to Obama? Because they can't. And then ask them this very simple question. What if everything you thought about, you've been told about Donald Trump, what if it's wrong? What are you going to do when that realization hits you? Because there's enough examples out there for you to examine the possibility.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If I were the Democrats, I would want some distractions, too. Oh, yeah. I would want to talk about LeBron James tweets. I would want to try to... Michael Avenatti was on The View. Did you see this? He says, all of my sexual fantasies involve handcuffs. And that was big news. Woo-hoo-hoo! Joy Behar. They're all, Michael Avenatti, a dude that just got out of bankruptcy court. Representing, for all intents and purposes, let's just be honest, a woman of the evening, right? He's big name, big news. In fact, some person had the nerve, I swear this is a true story, had the nerve to ask if Michael Avenatti might consider running for president of the United States. What level of desperation must you be at? Oh, let me tell you what level. The desperation of the Democrats. I'm going to get into that a little later in the broadcast. The big trouble that the Democrats are in, huge. Michael Avenatti is a possible Democratic candidate? Look, okay, you're wanting to flatter the guy because you're having an interview with him? You know, well, is there a possibility that you might run for president, Mr. Avenatti? You know, you never know. What? What journalist that truly wants to look at things objectively would even bring that up? But where would you, when you're preparing your notes, that would be like saying, hey, Stormy Daniels, any chances you might become the first lady? Wow. Not a snowball's chance in H.E. Double Crooked Socks for either of those things to occur. But here, the lamestream media wants you to believe that's a possibility. And they're putting that, they're flying this guy as a poster child. He is an embarrassment to the Democratic Party. Even at the lowest level, there's nobody paying attention to Michael Avenatti. Oh, we have dirt on Donald Trump. We've got the thing. Where's the story? Huh? Huh? Hey, by the way, where's Adam Schiff? Anybody smell him? I haven't had the scent of Adam Schiff around. He was the guy that was talking about how bad the Russian collusion and he was in the, go back 2 months, 3 months ago. This dude was in the news every day on three different leftist outlets, and he's got nothing to say. Where's James Comey? Where are you tweeting from, James Comey? Huh, Barack Obama? Where are you? McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page? You think all this stuff is gone away? Let me tell you, the reason why you're not hearing anything about it is because it's bad news for the Democrats. When it comes back up, they have to have a strategy. You want to know why you aren't hearing anything from them? They are meeting to say, what's our next move? Nothing's working. Alinsky is rolling over in his grave, or he's not. He's getting burned in Hades. But wherever he is, he's disappointed that nothing that he of his tactics work against Donald Trump. None of it. They want subterfuge. They want to fool the American public because that's all they got. Trump approval ratings. This is a tweet. 50%. Macron approval ratings, 36%. This is in their own countries. Trump is at 50%. Macron of France, 36%. Theresa May of Great Britain, 30%. Angela Merkel, 29%. Now, Trump is at 50% approval in a country that is divided because of leftism, etc. And this is despite a global media attack on him that's 90% adversarial. The idea that he could be at 50% given all the things that he's been up against is practically unheard of. It's like winning the lotto. Another guy tweeted this. This was from last week. He says, another few things the mainstream media ignored this week. Remains of our servicemen being returned from North Korea. You knew about that, of course. Donald Trump donating his entire salary back to the Treasury. Democrat Senator Feinstein having a Chinese spy on her payroll for 20 years. Now, that's just three. We could even talk about the dismissing of a GDP that's at 4.1% in a quarter that people say it shouldn't happen. 4.1% in a quarter that they would go, oh, there's no way it would ever be over 2% in that quarter. Well, it was. What do you say now? So, look, this is what we face day in and day out, and this is why you're listening to this program, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255, but this is why you're in the fight. This is why I look at this as training. I really do. Because if you leave it to just what you're going to find, I mean, even though you're listening to the right sources and all that, if you leave it to that, you think we're melting. Republicans are in bad shape. Donald Trump, how's he going to win? The Republicans are getting going to get creamed if they follow him, etc. All nonsense. I've probably spent three segments in the last couple, three shows talking about the Donald Trump strategy. And I'll ask you this again. Go look at any of the rallies that Donald Trump has. Standing room only. People waiting outside. Doesn't matter what the weather is. Where is he having them? Battleground states. Where is he? Who's he propping up? Anybody that's theoretically having issues, struggling in the campaign, Donald Trump says, I'll come, I'll be there to help you. I don't know how he's picking and choosing, but his team is doing it. It's not being done by a bunch of rhinos. There's not a bunch of deep, swamp rat, deep state operatives that are helping pick these people. Businessman appointed in one location. I'm going to talk about that over an established Republican. I'll talk about that a little later. So Donald Trump's going out there, filling seats, filling these venues, and you aren't hearing the media say, oh, Well, that's just, you know, that's nothing. You know, they're just a bunch of looky-loos. If you don't think that that's influencing how people are going to vote, you're out of your minds, folks. This is going to influence them. And again, what are you doing? Are you involved? Are you in a game? Found a candidate that you go, I can go door to door in my neighborhood. I can put up signs. I can do some small thing. One little thing. If you convert one person, just think of it. Wherever you may be. I don't know the markets we're in. I know, well, Utah, we got Oregon, we got Georgia. I mean, wherever you're listening, if you convert one person, you know somebody, maybe they know somebody. Just help out. That's all we need. Don't leave it to chance. I'm not concerned. I'm just telling you, even with the right strategy, we have to do our part. I'm going to go vote. You need to go vote. These people are on the ropes. We have them on the ropes for a reason. And they deserve it. They deserve to be on the ropes because if you look at what they're doing to us, quite frankly, I don't get it. It's like getting up in the morning and you have a brother, and before you can go have breakfast or brush your teeth, you got to fight your brother. I'm talking about to the death. You got to fight him because he's ideologically against whatever you stand for. It doesn't matter what you're going to do. Hey, you want me to make you breakfast this morning, bro? We're going to fight it out, brother. Come on. I think, did you mishear me? I'm going to make us breakfast and so we can get along with our day. I heard you plain and clear. We're going to fight it out. Okay, then. Let's do it. I mean, that's the conclusion I've come to. 50% approval for Donald Trump in his own country. Nobody else with that.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon formed over the Florida Keys on Monday and is forecast to strengthen over the next 48 hours as it brings strong winds and heavy rain to the Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, a hurricane watch is in place for Mississippi and Alabama coasts, including the cities of Gulfport, Biloxi, and Mobile. This Florida hardware store owner says he's doing what he can to stay stocked up on supplies.
I am stocked with the essential items, the batteries, flashlights, lanterns, coolers, buckets.
Earlier today, President Trump took to Twitter to say the worker in America is doing better than ever before. Celebrate Labor Day. Economist Peter Marici says the president has a point regarding the economy.
Since he's become president, the economy has expanded at about 2.8% per year. During the Obama years, it was less than 2%. He's doing almost 50% better.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dr. Feelgood here. Yeah, politically, I think of myself as Dr. Feelgood, except I'm not trying to sway. I'm not giving you a ration of nonsense. When it comes to politics, we are in control, conservatives, and you should feel some comfort in that. Now, that should not stop you from understanding that the left are devious creatures and will do anything they can to win. But they have no prospects. That's their problem. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's ugly out there for the Democrats. They know it. You should know it. You should always be looking for a reality check. Now, I know there are people out there, Kevin, you're a homer. You want to see it go this way. Of course I want to see it go this way, but I'm a realist. See, that's what happens when you have degrees in engineering, computer science, and math, is you are a realist. You understand the way things work, logically and otherwise. You look at things not based on polls or whatever, because you understand that people put their subjectivity in it. You want to look at things through the real-life folk. That's why when I told people Donald Trump would win, it wasn't based on polls. It was based on getting out into the streets, talking to the people who were going to make the most difference, black folks, and saying, what do you think about Hillary Clinton? I don't know. Kid, I don't know, man. At Hillary, I ain't feeling Hillary. I heard that multiple times. I said, what do you think about Trump? I mean, man, you know, they say all these negative things, man. I mean, but like before, Trump, it seemed like he was a cool cat. You know, he was doing his show and all that. And then suddenly he's a racist. I don't know, man. That's all I needed to hear. I heard it too many times. One time I was in D.C. and I heard a black chick go, oh, Hillary, she my girl. And I went, huh, that's interesting. But then everywhere else I went, they were like, I ain't feeling Hillary. Then I looked at her numbers. I looked at what was going on at her events. And I said, huh, she can't scare up a crowd. I looked at Trump in contrast. Then I heard the media, oh, those aren't real numbers. It's a fake thing. People are just coming by. And I went, no, those are real numbers. Those are people checking him out. Those are people getting energized from the people around them. See, there's this thing what happens with electrons. They call it excitation. You know, so think about a person. You're standing there and everything's good. But then suddenly people around you start going, yeah, 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 like at a concert. And suddenly everybody's cheering or, you know, clicking their lighters or whatever. And then you find yourself going, shoot, let me go and pull my lighter out and click it. Or you find yourself going, yeah, yeah, as you look around the audience and you see everybody. They're not paying attention to you. They're paying attention to what's on stage. And it's fueling you. And suddenly you get it. You catch the bug. You can't do that if there's no audience. Hillary Clinton couldn't scare up an audience. Donald Trump had standing room only audiences everywhere he went. And it continues to this day. I dare you. You leftists listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I dare you suckers to put Hillary Clinton on a stage. Bernie Sanders, who's your best bet, by the way. Barack Obama, anywhere without a band or somebody to give them to bring people there. And look at how many people give a crap. Nobody does. Don't believe me, because one of your hopefuls for president, when he said it, I thought it was a joke, is Michael Avenatti, the dang near bankrupt attorney for Stormy Daniels, wants to make himself a real-life presidential candidate, and the left are entertaining this nonsense. I forget the lady that hosts this MSNBC show. She had Avenatti on. They talked about it. He's been on CNN. He's talked about it. It's the buzz of the Democrats. Could he? Could he not? And Jennifer Rubin, who's a rabid anti-Trump, says, this is crazy. Who are we as Democrats to think this guy can be one of our candidates? And she says some other interesting things. Here's the clip.
I think this is a really bad idea, simply because Donald Trump ran as a celebrity and has become the worst president in history doesn't mean the Democrats should duplicate it. And Democrats are different than Republicans. They do care about governance. They do care about some of the policy issues. And I think looking at him, Democrats would and should be insulted that he thinks he can come into their party at the last moment and run for president.
Well, 2018.
Yeah, right. He's not been a political in his career, in his life, the last moment. He hasn't been a Democratic operative. He hasn't been a Democratic candidate at any level. I do agree, however, they better get someone with a decent personality.
Well, who is it?
They haven't found one yet, so I guess they're going to go out looking. They have mayors, they have governors, they have senators. I really haven't seen anyone who just grabs you by the throat.
I have not met Ashley Parker, a Democrat who feels good about their pool for 2020. I haven't met a Democrat who feels good about Bernie Sanders. I haven't met a Democrat, I mean, other than people who are for Bernie Sanders, who feels like Joe Biden would be. I haven't met a Democrat who likes their odds with anybody else. So I'm not advocating for another person that hasn't worked in politics. I'm just saying, why not?
So there's a lot of things, as we all know, running for president that the Democrats may still value, like understanding of policy and someone who can withstand.
I've been to that movie, by the way. I can tell those Democrats how it ends. We care about national security.
The one thing I will say that is compelling about him is Democrats, whoever they nominate, will need to be someone who understands the Trump psychology, who can go one-on-one with him, and who isn't going to be dismissed by a silly nickname or being called sleepy. And Michael Avenatti has shown, keep in mind, all those women came out during the campaign. They did not break through. It was not until he began representing these women with his tactics that he was able to bring that issue to the forefront. Does that qualify him to be the Democratic nominee for president? Probably not, certainly not necessarily, but it does show he can command the media attention and has that showmanship that the president has, which is important in going head-to-head with him.
There you have it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That's the level of desperation. You got a panel of people there entertaining a guy like Avenatti, an absolute nobody, an ambulance chaser, and they believe that this is a guy that could be the next president of the United States on their ticket, a serious candidate. Now, I got nothing against Avenatti as an attorney and as a human being that thinks he can run, but Donald Trump has qualifications. Donald Trump had been political, and it was unbiased political. Donald Trump said good things about Republicans and Democrats. He donated to Republicans and Democrats. He declared as a Republican because that's where his affiliation lies. That's why. And it was scary to Republicans when Donald Trump declared as a Republican because, hey, I got more. He's not a Republican, Kevin. He's a shill. And it got me to have my team. I said, let's look into this. How much money does Donald Trump give the Democrats? And we looked into it. He gave overwhelmingly more money to Republicans. I looked at his stance on abortion, his stance on the church, his stance on all these issues. Donald Trump was more as conservative, quite frankly, as Reagan. And it literally made me go, wow, this really is a media lie, a cabal. And once I figured that out, then it was eye-opening. You could look at the man very differently. But let's go back to what these people said. Democrats care about policy issues. Republicans don't. That's nonsense. It's utter nonsense. But she says it on MSNBC. There's nobody pushing back on that. But what she was right about, Jennifer Rubin, she said the Democrats should be insulted that this guy would want to run. Now, what she was saying is he's wholly unqualified. Not partially. He's wholly unqualified. But when you have a president like Barack Obama, who was wholly unqualified, other than setting up the pedigree to do it, I was a congressman, I was a senator, and I'm an attorney, blah, blah, blah. But he was wholly unqualified. So they're saying, we can't hold that against Avenatti. We've had a candidate like that. We would look at Avenatti and go, no, you're never going to be president. You don't have any of the credentials. You've run a law practice at best, and it's an ambulance chaser practice. You haven't run a multinational business entity that understands the politics of the world because you've had to deal with it. Dealing with countries and where you're going to build your business, dealing with major cities and states, tax abatements, and so on and so forth. That's what made Donald Trump so powerful when he came in. He had been already involved in these issues, non-politically, but politically. I remember when, before Trump even declared, they were bringing him on Fox and Friends saying, we want your opinion, Mr. Trump. He was Mr. Trump. But what was real? So a couple things that came out of that segment. One, they don't like Avenatti because Jennifer Rubin says he hasn't paid his dues. Who is he to come in and do this? He's not gone through the system of, remember I told you guys, they, Democrats and Republicans alike, hate when you go around the system and just try to come in above people. And Jennifer Rubin's one of those. You know, she recognizes that inside of the Democratic Party that you got to respect. That's why Hillary Clinton, that's why nobody challenged Hillary. But I love when she says, they go, who would you pick? I haven't found one yet. Mayors, governors, senators, of all of the people that are out there to pick, they have nobody, and they freely admit this. We have nobody. Then the host goes on to say, no Democrat feels good about Sanders. No Democrat feels good about Biden. No Democrat feels good about anybody. And so they go on to say, that's why Avenatti is just as good a pick as anybody else. Maybe he could compete with, and here was the word, the Trump psychology. Maybe that's what he can compete with. He could go toe-to-toe with Trump when he gets a name called at him or something.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Democrats are out of touch for the most part. Played a couple of clips to explain that. I'm going to play a few of them again that we played earlier in the broadcast because I really want to explain that. I'm going to start off with Ocasio and some comments that were made about her and what her appeal is to the Democratic Party. So we'll start with that. Oh, by the way, before we get to the clip, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Contact us, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255.
How does then Ocasio-Cortez win in, I get it, it's the East Bronx and Queens, and we're not exactly talking about Texas here, but she still beat another Democrat by 14 points running on those issues. I mean, could there be a disconnect here between the polls and public sentiment, or is that just what one would call an anomaly?
I think one thing is, I don't know if Ocasio-Cortez was necessarily identified by voters as a socialist candidate. Well, she was thought of as a minority candidate, mm-hmm. a woman candidate, and a young candidate running against someone who was really the picture of the Democratic establishment.
Sure.
So she was, I think, more importantly to voters, and I don't know this for sure, but my guess is more importantly than her being socialist was she was young, she was a minority, and she was a woman. And that's what made them excited about her in that particular election, and that's why she's really caught fire in some other places in terms of Democrats wanting them to come and have her speak to help them win primaries.
And the Democrats had done this before. They did it with a presidential candidate who was young, he was black, and he was Muslim. And that was Barack Obama. They had something new, a new shiny object, and it made people go, ooh, ah. And then, over 1,000 seats later, devastation of the Democratic Party that led to Donald Trump becoming the next president of the United States and then achieving rock star status by doing what? Performing. Performing admirably. Performing like a champ. That's what Donald Trump has done. So the Democrats have said, you know what? Let's go back. Let's rewrite a page in history where we elect somebody based on perception who is as dumb as a box of rocks. And let's let her go at it. And that's going to be, as Tom Perez, the leader of the DNC, says, that's going to be the future of our party. Now, that is a group that is detached. Now, I played this clip earlier, but it's time to play it again. And this is Ian Brenner. He's not some Republican hack. He's on CNN. He's talking with Allison Camerota and I believe Cuomo, somebody else. And they're saying, hey, listen, Michael Cohen is going to testify, and he's against the president, or for we don't know, but he's now going to be the next Stormy Daniels thing for us. What do you think his part of the Russian thing is? And listen to how they frame the question, but then listen to what Ian Bremmer tells them in order to get them back to understanding. Look, guys, we're missing the point here.
A lot has changed. A lot has come out. There's been breaking news on our watch every single morning. Can you imagine if you were Michael Cohen, okay, the president's longtime devoted servant, and you watched that Helsinki summit where Donald Trump seemed to defend or support Vladimir Putin more than he ever has since Michael Cohen got in trouble. And now Michael Cohen is speaking, or at least, yeah, he's speaking publicly. Through his...
Really? Public.
Somebody. Yeah.
Through somebody.
There's a lot of grist for the mill. But you asked me about the big picture.
Here it comes.
So you really want the big picture?
Yeah. Do you?
This has been a good week for Trump.
How?
I mean, look, we get out of CNN land for just a second.
Give it to us.
And 4% growth in the United States. The Europeans back down on trade. He now looks like a winner on that front. The North Koreans, more progress with Remains coming back. And stuff about Michael Cohen. I mean, is he credible? He was Trump's lawyer. If you are a Trump supporter, this is just blah, blah, blah. Now, the Helsinki stuff was really bad for Trump, and he had to walk it back, and the Republicans were hitting him pretty hard for a day, and now he's basically said, okay, I'm not going to do the summit this year after all. I'm not going to recognize Crimea as a part of Russia. Nothing actually happened. We don't know what was in the two-hour private conversation. It's really weird. We'll talk about that a lot, but nobody else is going to. So, I mean, seriously, this has been a good week for Trump.
It's been a good week for Trump, because it has been. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. It's been more than a good week for Trump. It's been a good presidency for Trump. Guys, this week is a microcosm of the big picture. What you just heard this guy say is, you people are missing the boat, CNN. We've got to get out of this mode of always looking at everything this man does as negative, because you're thinking that, look, let me just put this in another way. As a kid growing up, I remember the moment that, and I know this will sound strange, but I remember the moment that I figured out the world didn't revolve around me. And let me tell you when it was. It was in junior high. I was in the seventh grade. And there was a girl, her name is Fanny, and Fanny was like, she was a grade higher than me, she was in my brother's grade. And we were sitting around talking about, I had a group of friends, there were four black dudes that went to my junior high. Me, Clifford, Mike, and Jesse. And so, we're standing around talking, and I'm thinking I'm the cute little dude, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Fanny, who I had no interest in her, but she dated, you know, older boys, she dated a guy named Bobby, and We're just talking, and I don't remember what the subject was, but something came up about Clifford. And she says to me, she says, well, Clifford's cute. And I went, what? She's like, yeah, I think Clifford's cute. Now, this is an older girl who's dating these older boys looking down on us kids, you know, on us. I mean, you know how it is in junior high. You're one grade ahead. You're woo. So anyway, she goes, Clifford's cute. And I was like, Clifford? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm the cute one. If you're going to be looking down on, you know, on these younger boys, I'm the cute one. And she's like, because I'm going, and again, I don't remember the context of the conversation, but I know this, my doo-doo didn't stink, right? And so she's like, yeah, well, I think Clifford's cute. And I remember this slow dolly shot moment of, wow, Kevin, you might just have the wrong perception of yourself. You may not be all things to all girls. You may not be as big of a deal as you seem to think about yourself. And as strange as it sounds, that was one of those cataclysmic moments in my life that went, the world doesn't move around me. I'm not the center of the universe. Holy Mother of Copernicus. You'll figure that one out, some of you, you lefties. I'm not it. And the sooner I realize that people can look at people and different things differently, the better for me. Big life lesson that Fanny doesn't even realize she taught me. But here's the big reason I want to get to this clip when the steel factories started firing back up. And I want to tell you why the disjoint occurs with the left.
You should think about the one thing that you take out of the moment of having the president here at your job site. What is the one thing that you'll take with you from his speech and from the moment today?
It's just nice to know that we got some of my folks, you know, to keep our job.
Not sure how well you guys could hear that. This is Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. Not sure. But that was a steel worker who was at a plant that's been revitalized. It's now money's being put back in. People are getting their jobs coming back. I believe that was at the Madison, Illinois plant right across the river from St. Louis. I know that plant well because I have lots of acquaintances who lost their jobs. In fact, there was a guy who committed suicide when the plant got closed because he couldn't find another job during the era of Obama. And you hear this guy saying, I've looked for real work for 2.5 years. I was working 80 hours in part-time jobs. This is a guy making ends meet in order to keep a roof over the head of his family. And that's what he said. I needed to keep a roof over my family. For all the women's movement people out there, see, that's what real men do. They think like that. Yeah, I know, the war on women, right? Here's a guy that says, this isn't going to be on my wife. I'm going to keep a roof over the head of my family. So he's going out there and he says, you know what? It's so great. I can get a 40-hour work week back, make enough money, and now I can spend quality time with my family. That's the person that is going to now vote for Donald Trump. That's the person who's no longer going to listen to the left and have them tell him about higher taxes and unions and all that. That's the guy that's going to say, screw you, I'm walking away. I know exactly what I get when I follow you, and now I'm on the Trump train.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.